And here we are. I'm going to start the practice of yoga nidra this afternoon, lying really comfortably, noticing here I am in my body. Nothing is needed of me. Nothing is expected of me. And there is no judgment of me as I show up in this space. And to get a sense of our breath deepening into our body, we're going to add a little, almost like a humming sound to the exhale. So this is called Brahmari breath in yoga. It's like the sound of a bee. So you're just going to do it, say, 3 times, but don't be too caught up in the number. You know you can count. So as you next breathe in fully. As you breathe out fully. And then breathe in. And as you breathe out, you're just going to let out this sort of humming sound. Feeling the vibration through your body. Letting your breath return to its natural rhythm, so you're not trying to do anything to it. You're just allowing yourself to notice, noticing your breath coming in, noticing your breath moving out of your body. Feeling through your breath the element of wind. The movement of this element of wind through your breath coming in and out of your body. Circling through each of us, in and out of all of our bodies, between us, between every body. There is a collective breathing. We are being breathed. We're part of the world breathing. Feeling the vibrational energy of the breath through your body. Feeling the fluidity of water as your breath connects you to a sense of flow. So the element of water within your body, in your blood, moving around your body, your digestive fluids, all the interstitial fluid, all the fluid in every cell of every part of you. 50 to 65% of you is water. Feeling the organic fleshiness of your body. And then getting a sense of the element of fire. So fire represents transformation and change. This is constantly going on. It's not anything you need to do. Your body goes through trillions of little chemical reactions every minute. All these little subtle shifts within your body. But we might consciously visualize a little flame and visualize that you're consciously placing the image of a little flame, the energy of fire and transformation in your belly. So just at the center of your belly, underneath your navel. You You might notice how this feels. You might feel a sense of warmth. Perhaps you really visualize the color, the warmth, yellowy, red, amber tones filling up your belly. Expanding. Perhaps you get a sense of that expanding, that little flame expanding up towards your solar plexus, just under the base of your ribs. Up into the space of your heart. Feeling the whole of your body. And this sense of this little fire that starts at your belly, expanding out to your fingers, to your toes. Filling up your body with warmth. Feeling a sense of the whole of your body filled with warmth. Filled with this transformative fire. The fire that naturally transforms and changes your internal fire that can support the fire that you need to transform in your own way, your community, the world. And starting from your own belly, filling yourself up first. And we're going to feel into the element of earth. We might imagine the green, lush green of shoots of snowdrops, daffodils, new grass. We might imagine that green light filling up the body with each breath, like spring shoots from the ground up. You might visualize that lush greenness spreading up like it's coming out of the earth through your body, up through the back of your body. Maybe even emanating out beyond the edges of your body. This green light, like the sort of lush, juicy green of spring. Bringing that earth energy. The element of space within your body. You are nearly 100% space. Every single atom that makes up your body is predominantly empty space. And the sensation that you might feel that makes you solid, makes you feel solid, is just the electromagnetic forces of the electrons holding you together. Perhaps at this moment you can feel more into the space. So you might feel the physical space in your belly, in your mouth, your nostrils, your ears. But maybe you can expand that sense of space by noticing the lightness of your body, feeling how light your body feels at this moment. But just as all aspects of nature, you are constantly moving in and out of balance between all of these elements: wind, water, fire, earth and space. So you might oscillate between feeling the lightness of space and the weight of earth. Maybe the heat of fire and the fluidity of water. Feeling inwards to the tiniest details of your inner landscape. and expanding out to feeling that you are limitless, edgeless, expanding into space. Bringing deep care, metta, loving kindness to each sensation you meet. Expanding that care to all of us here in the room, to everyone in our communities, everyone in the world, all sentient beings and the earth herself. All these details held in your heart's capacity to emit loving kindness, and then none of the details, total emptiness. Bringing that back into a very real feeling of being in your body, feeling where your skin meets your clothes. Feeling the warmth of the blanket on you and the solidity of the ground underneath you. Your body here and now, lying on the ground, receiving deep rest. Deep rest being the place from which you can expand your care for the world. I'm going to read you a little excerpt from a writer called Leila Madeleine. You might feel how this lands in your body. I love you as in my liberation is impossible without yours. Let's sit in the ecstatic discomfort of unlearning together. I love you as in your rage and your grief will never be too much. Let me sit in it with you. I love you as in you and I are interlinked threads in a vast and beautiful tapestry of ongoing resistance. I love you as in your creativity is offering to the movement for all our liberation. Thank you for sharing it with me. From Tricia Hersey again. We will rest. Our mantra, our call, our protest song, a justice manual, devotional liberation text, resistance material, sing it from the rooftops, sing it like you mean it, make it a lullaby, dream it, a daily dose of love. Tuck it away in your heart. Dream it, dream so effortlessly that you become human again. Your machine-like ways are burned in a heap of rubble, and we warm ourselves from the flames. This is the way forward. Machine-like programming no more. A rested world is a healed world. I want to dream possibilities forever. Bringing your hands back to your heart and your belly. Maybe you bring a little bit of movement. Holding yourself kindly here and now as you bring your awareness back into the room. So starting to get a sense of where you are here in the room. Coming back from the space of sleep or the place between sleep and awake. coming back to here and now, where you land here in your body, in the room. And as we end our practice of yoga nidra, we can take our time to come around gently.